Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another week of The Rush Hour. Hope you've had a great Monday. No Andrew Jarman this week.
Again.
He's gone. He's gone to find himself.
I'm hearing a health farm. He's getting spiritual. He's on the lemon and ginger teas, that sort of thing. Detoxing.
Having a sauna.
Yeah, sauna.
Bath.
Probably just in Henley Beach because he doesn't go too far from there. But
well, I think, too, he's trying to sort out the fluid retention issues.
When's he going to work out that the fluid retention is a reflection of what goes into your mouth, what you eat? And if he comes back with another thing, vegan or, some one of these things that he jumps on for 3 days, I think I've had enough of him. Because he's becoming Benny Erbslin. He's here less than he is. He's here less than he's away.
Well, we're going to talk skin folds later on in the program.
Speaking of.
That's the thing. Just trying a set of calipers around the midriff of Jars at the moment.
Sheepers.
Anyway, let's straighten up now. Someone who has found themselves is Bernie Vince.
Yes.
Good afternoon to you.
Oh, thank you. I forgot that we had to bring each other in. Had a interesting weekend. We're going to get to that a little bit later because...
Yes.
There's something that's been a big part of my life that I may just need to let go of, I think. I think it's become time after the weekend.
I want to get to the bottom of that. Good afternoon, G.
Hello. Always a pleasure.
You recovered from Friday night. We had the live show, didn't we, from the casino on Friday.
Yeah, we had your 50th birthday celebration.
A couple of little drinkies afterwards.
Sure did celebrate.
It's been actually good for my therapy speaking to you today because you filled in a few gaps I had.
Putting the pieces together.
Yeah, it's been good.
Likewise.
A bit like a jigsaw I had to put back together, but it's starting to make a bit of sense now.
Hey, quickly, Bern, Jordan Dugowie, some news on him.
So he's admitted privately, the Age has come out and said that he's admitted to being involved in a fight in the New York nightclub, but Collingwood is aware that he intends to claim self-defence. So he's pleaded not guilty to those assault charges, but Dugowie has told the club that the fight started after females allegedly started taking drinks belonging to him and his friend, Lukey Dyson. Mm. So there's an update for you there. But, who knows? Who knows what happened in that nightclub? He was wearing a bathrobe.
Yes, and not much else.
Nothing else. He's still wearing that, I think, when he got bailed out, which is a bit embarrassing. But anyway.
You can't talk, man.
Yeah, I didn't do anything like that, did I?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Actually, I was being done for wearing less.
Guys. And what about the Western Bulldogs? They're in quarantine.
They're in quarantine after they've had a bit of a COVID scare. So the Western Bulldogs players and staff were sent into isolation over the weekend after a member of their program tested positive to COVID. So it's been probably a little bit of a surprise that we haven't had this earlier in a footy club because they're still 1,000 cases a day over there in Melbourne, Victoria. So, it's I don't know. It's going to get, the borders are going to open soon anyway, so it's going to be everywhere.
Yep.
So I don't know what they're going to do then. Are they still going to start, shut football clubs down and stuff when the COVID goes through, or is that just going to become a part of life now?
Oh, you would think so. Maybe initially, I reckon though, because I've heard our government say that any outbreaks, people will still have to, go into isolation and that. But I think as time goes on, we'll just stay in isolation there,
won't we, if it gets around. But anyway.
Now, we're going to talk some cricket as well coming up, but I'm getting very excited, as are you, Bern.
Yes.
You love your cricket.
Yep.
But the first group of England players, led by Captain Joe Root and all-rounder Ben Stokes, have arrived in Queensland the weekend. So they are just getting themselves ready for an almighty smacking.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're just ready. They're just practicing, putting their heads on the chopping block, and they're just bang, we're just going to tee off.
Yep.
Is it going to be that easy, is it? We're going to win?
Maybe not as easy as I thought about a month ago. But, Ben Stokes back into that squad.
That's
helps.
And it's good. It's actually good to see him here because there was a few doubts and, rumours and stuff going around a little bit earlier that we may not see them come out here. So good to see him arrive. I saw him arrive with their families and everything. So all good.
Yep. It's going to be a great series. Now, Bernie, we did the show live, of course, yes, from the district on Friday night, and we went to air at 6 o'clock. And just before we did go to air, we heard the news that the great Russell Ebert had passed away.
Yes, we did.
On that Friday afternoon. So it was a very emotional show, that one. And joining us now on the line, Port Adelaide CEO Matthew Richardson. Good afternoon, Matthew. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Good on you, guys. Good day, Bluey. Bernie, good to be with you.
Hey, Matty, can you try and put into words what Russell Ebert meant to that football club of yours?
Well, it's pretty difficult, to be honest. He, you know, he is such an enormous figure at our footy club in particular, but, you know, in South Australian sport, and we saw that a couple of weeks ago with his elevation to legend status in the South Australian Sport Hall of Fame. But, yeah, look, I mean, I did speak about it the other day that, you know, when I think about Russell, there's three incredible legacies that he leaves. One is his family, and, you know, I know in speaking with him a lot this year, just how proud he was of his whole family and where he came from, Loxton, and he talks about that so fondly, and we've all been lucky enough to hear some of those stories over the last few weeks. The second thing, obviously, is his footy career, and, you know, his record is just monumental when you look at, you know, 392 games at Port Adelaide, 25 at North Melbourne and 29 for the state, and then 4 McGarry medals, three premierships and 6 best and fairest. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. And then probably the final one is, you know, the impact that he's had on the broader community, because I think that is the thing that then sort of elevates Russell above many is, you know, the work that he's done in the community, helping people that needed help. And he was ahead of his time with Port Adelaide. He was instrumental in establishing the community programs at the club, you know, over 20 years ago now. And, you know, so it is an unbelievable legacy when you look across those three areas.
Matty, you spoke about the impact he's had on the broader football community. What about you personally? Because as Bluey said, yeah, when he brought you into the show, we were with Jars, and the impact we saw it have on him being close to Russell and in the football terms, the impact on you and your family, you've had a weekend now to digest it. How have you been?
I'm probably one of the, I mean, I didn't know Russell. I was probably like you guys, you know, you watch Russell Ebert, the player. He was just almost like a god. And then I got to meet him post his footy career probably about 20 years ago when I started at Port Adelaide. And we've worked really closely, particularly for the last 10. And I've been one of the really lucky people that I suppose I've been in pretty regular contact with Russell this year. So, he, you know, we've heard all the fantastic tributes about what sort of person he is, and he was exactly like that for me. It was never about him. It was always asking, how am I? How's my family? You know, how are things going at the club? He was keeping a really close eye on things this year, and I know he was really proud of his football club this year. So, you know, it was a real shock on Friday. You know, I think we knew Russell wasn't well, and it was coming, but for it to get the news on late Friday afternoon, as you said, was a real shock. But Russell, an unbelievable man who gave so much to so many people, and I think that's one of the great things that's happening at the moment is just the outpouring of emotion, and everyone's got a Russell Ebert story. I heard a lady on the radio the other day talking about her son had, you know, lost his footy boots, and 2 hours later, Russell Ebert rocks up at the door with a pair of his old footy boots to use. So, just an amazing man with an amazing family who's done so much for so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Richo, I suppose it's a great reminder to your current playing group as well, like what sort of legacy they can use for their profiles as well with the work that Russell did outside of his football.
Yeah, absolutely, Bluey. I mean, you know, one of the great things about Russell and about our footy club is when a player arrives at Port Adelaide, they go through we put them through a really detailed induction. And part of that induction is they spend their first 2 or 3 years working in the community with Russell Ebert. So, I mean, you could not get a better induction into Port Adelaide than spending time with Russell Ebert. So, you know, our players with for the last 20 years, that's been the case. So he's a really special person for our playing group as well, not just because of his feats on the field, but, you know, what he's done off the field, the way he's conducted himself, the way he's, you know, the man that he is, the person he is, and you know, that has an enormous influence on our players. I know that.
Matty, Memorial will be Monday, 1 o'clock. Has that been confirmed that that'll be a state funeral?
Yeah, look, and even the time and the day hasn't been confirmed yet. There's still a fair bit to work through with the family at this stage. But, it, yeah, we're still working through that with the Premier's Department. Obviously, the family are really appreciative of the offer from the government to have either a state funeral or a memorial service. And Russell's wish was that that would be at Albert and Oval, so we'll make that happen. Yeah, we're still just working through the details of that with the family at the moment. There's a fair bit to organise, but I'd imagine in the next sort of 24, 48 hours, all of those announcements will come.
And Matty, just before we let you go, I noticed or I read a quote from you just mentioning the redevelopment of Albert and Oval and honouring Russell in some way.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a really exciting redevelopment here at Albert and Oval. We're transforming it, $30 million investment. It'll be a fantastic elite, elite sport precinct, but also fantastic for the community. And you know, there are some legends of our club, and Russell Ebert obviously would be at the very, very top of that list. So we'll look at ways in which we can incorporate and honour Russell in as part of that redevelopment over the next few years.
Matty, thanks for your time, mate. As you said just before you came on air, the tributes over the weekend have been awesome in regards to Russell, and I'm sure they'll continue in the coming weeks and even years. I mean, he's a great man, but thank you very much for joining us on the Rush Hour, mate. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Matty Richardson, Port Adelaide CEO.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for What Tickled My Fancy.
What tickled my fancy? Well, it's about the fourth name this segment's had, but I think we've finally settled on one. We haven't had any lawsuits come, have we, Tommy? Tommy, our producer? That mic's not on, so if you're talking...
It is now. There you go.
Now we're on.
I could hear you clicking your little mouse and typing your keyboard over there,
sorry.
So I turned your mics off.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
You should know that.
Well, this is my first day filling in this week.
Yeah, you're acting
just,
like it too.
I'm just easing into it.
Anyway, Blue, what happened over the weekend that tickled your fancy? Sure, it's nothing Friday night because you wouldn't have remembered anything.
Oh, hang on. At least I was in bed before midnight, mate.
That's rich coming from you, Bert.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
No, what tickled my fancy was the fact that Jars was going on holidays, but he left a devastated man. Did you know that?
No, what do you mean?
Well, Australia won over the weekend. The Australian cricket team won, Bernie.
Yes.
And you know how much he hates the Australian cricket team doing well.
Yeah.
So that tickled my fancy, of course. We cleaned up the West Indies.
We did, yes.
So that got us through to the semi-final.
You should have had that bet. You know, I said, well, have a bet. You got to win, but we got to win both games. Why don't you do it? Because he was whacking. He was so negative about Australian cricket.
But what was I saying? Until the fat lady sings, get behind the boys, you know. And if we, you know, had a bowed out early, then that's when you reset, Burn. Yeah. But until that happens, get behind the lads.
Yeah.
And who knows? We've got to win two more games of cricket
and we win
the whole bloody thing.
Can we do that?
Of course we can.
Oh, good.
So that will be four games in a row. We haven't done that for a long time. But
Warner
back in form, made 89 not out. So we play Pakistan.
Oh,
on Friday morning. So Pakistan are undefeated so far, and they play those conditions very, very well. But I've just got a good feeling. Finchy hasn't been too bad, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Big Finchy. SpongeBob SquarePants, I call him. That's how he's built. He's square.
He actually is. He looks like a Besser brick.
And England play New Zealand. England play New Zealand in the other semi.
Oh,
that's the first game. So that's on Thursday morning. How well do New Zealand go?
Yeah, they're the quiet achievers, New Zealand. They just cruise along. Number one test nation in the world, I think, as well.
Yeah, reigning test champions.
Yep. Unlucky not to win the One Day World Cup as well.
Yeah, lost in the Super Over to England.
They go about their business very well and quietly.
And now they're in the semi of a T20 World Cup. 5 million people in that country. So they have done
an
unbelievable job. So that's what tickled my fancy, Burn. What about you?
Well, with me, it was more what untickled my fancy.
Oh, dear.
Or didn't tickle my fancy. Now, I mentioned in the opener, there's something that in my life has had a big part of my life,
yeah,
or been a big part of my life.
Right.
That I may need to let go because...
Oh, no. Abby.
And I,
everything
no, not Abby. Everything's okay on the home front.
Right.
It's more, well, cricket.
Oh.
I played on the weekend. Now, maybe, just maybe it was my preparation Friday night, which wasn't great.
Yeah.
But when I went out to bat, I made six on the weekend. Now, it
would
was,
have been a runner ball.
It was, no, I think I played and missed at least six or seven times. In the end, I just really wanted to get out to stop embarrassing myself.
was it that bad?
It was the worst six you've ever seen. And it was lucky that Adam Pitt was batting with me because I don't reckon I would have got to six because it's tippy go with him. So every time you hit the ball, he's next to you. So that was how I got my six. And I played and missed. I didn't know we were playing the New Zealand test team.
Richard Hadley was bowling, was he?
He was coming off the long run. They were decking around and... But the other two of our blokes made 80 and made it look quite easy after
me. Well, maybe it wasn't moving around. Maybe it was the influence of the night before that, you know, seemed like the ball was going all over the show.
Well, that's highly likely.
I rocked up at the ground. This is another thing. I rocked up at the ground. I forgot I didn't have my cricket bag with me. I had to send Dad out home to get
my
cricket bag.
You're a mess.
And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to ask him if my whites are in there. Luckily, my whites are in there. Anyway, I went to pat up the bat, couldn't find my bat.
Oh,
I'm going,
oh,
I have not. I haven't
That's
seen.
That's like those bad dreams
yeah,
that I have.
I said when this you... after. I was like, oh, great. Now, I bet you someone, there'll be a wicket now where I'm patting up and I won't be able to find my box. All of a sudden I'll get naked and can't find my whites.
You have the same dreams.
Yeah,
I have the dreams too when I'm running between the wickets and the ball's coming in and I can't run. I'm going to get run out.
You freeze. Yeah, it's not a good feeling. But then I couldn't find my bat. I'm trying to work out when I last saw my bat and it was the grand final the previous year. Anyway, I couldn't find it anywhere.
So you haven't had a net or anything before the first game?
Nothing. Oh. All I did
is unprofessional.
I put my gloves on and shadow batted. That's when I found my bat.
Yeah.
I could shadow bat. I was shadow batting with just gloves to start with. Voicemail time, my favourite time of the week. And do we have the phone number for this voicemail? Because I think we should, definitely Friday night, we should have called up. We need to call up, I reckon. Next weekend, what's the number?
Just to remind yourself to be on good behaviour.
You know what?
Something.
I'd probably commentate what's going on so then I could work it out on the Monday. But I didn't need that this week because I had you, G. Let's have a listen.
It was the blind following the blind, mate.
You have 11 new messages.
Boys, it's Ken. I don't understand that mixed martial arts. That Irish bloke, Greg McConnor, is a mouthpiece. Fair dinkum. I am not a fan of a KFC fighting. It's like watching a Northern Sandville game without the game.
Oh, g'day, producer Benny here. Had a ball at your 50th, Blue. Look, you're a mate, but I still need to get paid. How many other male strippers would drop everything at the last minute for you?
Andrew, William from Morford Vale. I'm looking at your email that you sent through regards to, quote, a disgusting oversight on our cup day. Look, we apologise and promise our next event will feature more frog cakes on the cup day table.
Well, hello, it's Yater, and I've been practicing calling this Summer of Ashes cricket for Triple M.
Yes.
In case someone in the commentary box bows out, let me lay a quick demo on you to see how it sounds. And with yet even more on his own f***ing career, it's Greg Blewett.
Bernie, George from Real Estate Body of SA, mate, just wanted to point out that you cannot be under the influence of alcohol while conducting an auction. Also, you can't auction off a property that you aren't legally hosting on behalf of the vendor. So that successful bidder does not own the Alma Beer Garden.
Matto, your boss.
Oh, no.
And, wow. I've got some feedback from Bluey's live broadcast. Sounded good on air, but who used a business card that wasn't theirs to set up a whopping big bar tab?
Oh, no.
Look, as you can imagine, SodaStream isn't happy, all right? Wow.
G'day, Jars. Luke from Toyota Servicing. Hey, we had a look. We found what was causing that really annoying sound as you were pulling out of your driveway. As it turns out, you were just trying to sing. Stop.
Mr. Vince, it's Harold. I live next door to you.
Hello.
Just wondering if you would mind keeping the swearing and club throwing down when you're out practicing golf in the backyard, please. There are families about, and we cannot put up with that kind of behaviour. Thank you, Harvey.
Oh, g'day, Biggles here.
Oh, no.
Great to see you turning 50, Bluey. Big number to notch up.
Oh, no.
I managed to get to 50 in 1994 when a touring bus of Russian ballet dancers stayed with me. Bit six in the shower, right? Loved my frosted tips in my hair. I thought my working hours were flexible. That's right, then Bernie had to come and untie me. Too much. Ben, Micah from the Sainsbury pub, had a word to the chefs in the kitchen about that Greg Blewett burger for his 50th.
Good.
And they came up with something that isn't bad, a good representation. It's quite cheap, not a lot of meat on it, thin on top, and a shit ton of mayo on everything. Also comes with a watermelon vodka cruiser as well.
Well, hello, boys. Bernard, Bluey, legend, Jarvet, I hear you've signed up to that new gym opening in Henley Jars. Here they have a special machine that you don't have at your gym at home, and that's understandable. It's a vending machine! You fat!
There are no more messages.
I actually saw Mickey on the weekend. Did you? And he was asking me about that burger.
Yeah. Lots of mayo, he reckons.
Yeah, oh, plenty. Yeah, he's got his own special mayo too. And he's very happy. What about Biggles? I remember.
What was that? The more flexibility than
he's working hours. And I do remember untying him naked.
Now, Bernie, the AFL has forced clubs to drop standard skin fold testing for draft prospects on well-being grounds.
Mm.
Now, this needs some discussion.
We need to address this. Yes. Yeah. Well, what they do with draftees, they test them for all sorts of different things. So there's the 2K time trial, vertical jump, the agility test, and part of that is the skin fold test. So whether or not you actually need to know a draftee's skin folds, probably not, to be honest, because you'd quickly get in, big pun, when you get them into a AFL program, you quickly lose that puppy fat or whatever you want to call it very quickly. So I don't think you'd see someone with high skin folds before a draft and go, look, we're not going to take him because he's got high skin folds. You take him or you leave him based on other things.
Yep.
So can you just explain, like, when you say skin fold, you mean, like, pinching the fat?
Yeah, skin fold is, you know, they like use calipers. They call them a caliper, which is a tool that's sort of like big tweezers, you'd say, and in different spots, six or eight different spots, depending on what club.
Yep.
You know, you do all different spots over the body, legs, arms, your pec, your stomach, which was never a strength of mine, and your back, I think, as well, which obviously wasn't a strength either. But anyway, actually, strength and me didn't really go hand in hand too often. But, yeah, whether you – probably doesn't matter too much on draftees. Where it would be a problem if clubs brought it in. So it's a good way of telling if people have trained hard or eaten well in the off-season and breaks, Christmas breaks and things like that. So obviously if your skin folds shoot up and they know what you're used to, then it's a bit of a reflection on how your break's been. So if it was to drop at clubs, I'd be a little bit concerned. Coaches would be certainly, and fitness staff would be a little bit concerned if that happened. But for draftees, I don't think it would change too much on whether you're going to select a player or not.
And gee, all sports use this. So it's just a measuring tool to, as Bernie's saying, to sort of get some sort of an idea of what sort of shape that
like
particular
your fat
athlete
percentage.
Is in. Yep.
Yeah.
And then, once you've got that initial measurement, and then often it's used in a positive way as well.
It is,
like, you know, if you
always
come down, you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, your coaches know that you're serious about the sport. But
my
take on it, Bern, is, you know, if you want to get drafted, then you sign up. That's just part of the agreement.
Yeah.
So
it's not like if you sign up, you can say, I don't want to do the 2K time trial.
That's right.
Because I'm not a great runner, so I don't want people to, because they're talking about shaming.
Yes.
People, it's still shaming if you run a slow 2K time or you can't jump or, you know. similar sort of thing. I know it's a bit different, but it's a similar sort of thing. So you can't come in and say you don't want to do that. So I'm a bit with you. I think you sign up for it. And it doesn't – the only thing the draft is, as I said, it doesn't probably really reflect on whether a club will take you or not. But there are ways around it, Blue.
I've heard different – I never had a problem with my skin folds. Other players did.
Yeah.
Like
– I was in the fat club pretty regularly throughout my whole career. Yeah. 13 years I was in – or I had a – 13 years I was probably in as well. But yeah. 13 years my career was, and I reckon probably 11 of them I was in.
Yeah.
For most of the year.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking in cricket, Darren Lehman, you know, if you just got him around a gut, that just blew it all up.
Mark Cosgrove.
Well, Cozzy had issues. Yeah. But I also heard that a lot of players would, if they knew that they were getting their skin folds done the night or the day after, the night before, they'd go out on a bender because then the next day they'd be really dehydrated.
Oh,
and it would just... You know, just the percentage had just come down a little bit.
I've heard some weird theories, but there's my theories. I think it's the best one.
What?
You know, I've heard of all sorts of having ice bars before you go in, like getting the whole body in to cool it down. I don't know what that does. Tighten your skin up or something.
Well, you do lose. Apparently, if you are cold all the time, like you're shivering, you're actually burning fat.
Well, I don't know if you burn it that quick.
No,
I think it was more you tighten up, but moisturising yourself a lot in your trouble areas becomes a bit slipperier. So the calipers grab it, but they do. It's like a clock face, and it's got a measurement on it. So then it comes down slowly as you're doing it. So you get used to it. It starts a little bit higher than what the actual reading is, and then it slows down where the reading is.
Yes.
But if you left it on for a long time, it comes almost all the way down. But the slipperiness with the moisturizer, some people thought that...
Smother yourself in KY jelly.
Yeah, come in.
You're never going to get it.
Maybe massage cream or something like that around the trouble areas, which I would have to dive in because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a theory, I'm going to out him here because we did say I would never ever tell this, but we both don't play anymore.
Yeah.
Myself and Jordan Lewis, we were both sick of being in there. It was like extra training and running and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. We're in there with... You know, most of them are young kids that haven't quite got it right yet. And we've been into the system. He played for bloody 16 years and I was 13. But we used to do – so there's a dietitian that actually runs the thing. So it's all regular. So if you get different people doing it, it can be sort of up and down a bit. So it's the same person every time.
Yep.
Same spot, same order.
Yep.
And on the computers, you just go to your name and there's a total down the bottom. And as you go on each spot, I think six or eight spots. I can't remember how many spots we had, but – as we're going down, the total would always add up down the bottom, no matter if there's zero in there or you've done two spots, four spots, running total. So we knew our troubled areas and we were both sort of around the hips and gut region.
So he'd enter your measurements.
And so I'd do his.
The dietitian would go, Bernie, around the guts, 10.5.
Yes.
And he'd enter that into the computer.
Generally, our guts was about 12 or 13, which is quite high. So we'd always go around about 10.5. We'd knock three off straight in the guts. My legs are like, Dad reckons I'm a thoroughbred racehorse. My legs, honestly, two spots there are like 2.2 and
nothing.
Four. So they're not much to play with there. They're like the lowest legs in the whole club. I still managed to find a way to get over with me guts though. So then it would just go through and the running total would be down the bottom. So whatever his running total was looking like after I'd knocked three or four off his guts and the same with me, run down and just always just under what he had to be because we had to have certain levels you had to get to and every now and then we'd stuff it up. So if we stuffed it up and we were way under, because if you got way under, they expect that next time.
Alarm bells.
So we're just sort of 0.3 or 0.4 under every time. Mm. So if we stuff that up, just mash the keys on the computer and go, oh, geez, I don't know what's happened here. We'd have to start again. But we got really, really good at it and just found a way to get under. But in the end, the players knew that we did each other. So they'd get out of the room and go, oh, no. Louis doing Bernie does Louis. So we'd shut the door and that way we could just do whatever we wanted.
You know what? That does not surprise me, Bern. That does not surprise me.
We love to hear from the Rush Hour family on the Triple M text line 0488 51047. Today we've got a question from Dale from Paralowie. He asks, hey boys, I read that the owners of Very Elegant celebrated their cup win with a bar bill of more than $100,000 at one of Melbourne's most exclusive establishments. What's the biggest bar bill you've been part of and who paid?
Last Sunday at the Lion rings a bell because Bernie and his mates rocked up right as I was about to shut the tab off.
Yes.
And it just scored you just before.
We heard a little rumour that it was sort of you didn't announce it because it would have been a mad rush, but I'm very good at picking up on body language and it looked like things were about to wind up and last drinks were being called and well, we got a few rounds in.
I didn't think you liked cocktails.
I don't. I left them there.
Thanks for your question, mate. If you've got a question for Bernie, Bluey and Jars, 0488851047. And next, Bern, your fun facts are back.
Oh, they are. Yes, yeah. They're back.
All right.
Well, everyone wanted them back, so. Does anyone like them, Tommy?
He's talking in the mic again.
I can't
hear
you. Now you're yelling and you're distorted.
Mic on or off?
Yeah, okay. There. Well, how's your radio?
You need I'm to still go to learning.
Radio
that's
school.
That's why I'm out there.
Yeah, the I think you should probably go back out there.
I'm a radio school graduate. Don't worry.
Gee, shut him down.
Really?
Yeah. Shut him down and go back out where you came from. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Righto, now this is where I'm sitting in Jar's spot. So this is now when I look disinterested, get on my phone, say I'm going to go, you know, swim with the dolphins.
I've got to go.
I've got itchy eyes. Yeah. I've got to take off.
Yeah, I love cricket.
Yeah.
Well, I love the Australian cricket team. Well, if you're going to be Jar's, shut your mouth and blow your cheeks out a bit. Don't ever do that again because you went cross-eyed as well. It's back. It's back.
After I gave Jars a shellacking.
You actually wiped him clean. Yeah, it was a bit, you know, I was getting embarrassing for Jars, so he decided that will end.
Well, he tried Who Am I?
Yeah.
And I absolutely smashed him in that. And then we went to Dumb and Dumber.
And he was always dumber.
He was the dumbest. Well,
can we get anything to be good at? Maybe we have like a pie-eating contest.
I think that's where he is. So, you know, I said he was out. He was away finding himself. He's going to try and find something he's good at.
So he's not finding himself.
He might not be back.
Finding what I'm good at. Yeah. Today, 8th of November, 312th day of the year, leaving 53 to go. We've got stuff all left of this year, and hasn't it flown?
Yes.
Scorpio is the star sign.
I'm a Scorpio.
What they say about Scorpios, they're all tossers.
Hey!
So you fit that perfectly. Hey! You fit that perfectly.
And what are
Blue.
You? What
Jars
are you?
Would probably be a Scorpio. Tommy, you've been there. No doubt. Matty O, he'd be a Scorpio. No, they do say Scorpios are jealous, secretive, and resentful. So, yes.
What about the good stuff? Any positive stuff?
No, no positive stuff.
What are you?
You want me to keep going?
What are you?
I'm a Libran.
All right.
We're,
it says we're rude, balanced. Obnoxious, loves himself.
No, hang on. I didn't make this up. These are actually under Scorpios. I made them up, G. You're into
Yeah,
star
I am
signs.
Into star signs. It's right up my alley. No, Scorpios are known for being honest, brave.
Oh, yes, yes.
What are you,
brave?
Well,
that's it.
Yeah,
brave.
That's the good ones.
They're the two good ones. They're the only good ones. Yeah, but jealous, secretive, resentful.
That's
and
there.
Brave.
You try and play show back to her, mate.
I want to see your birth certificate. You have not. You're something else.
You're Libra, right?
Yeah.
Librans are extroverted, cozy, and friendly people.
Yep.
They like harmony, peace, and balance in the world.
Who's harmony?
Where's fighting?
I'm not sure how. Yeah, I'm not sure how accurate this one is.
Where's aggressive on the piss?
Intelligence.
Anyway,
come on. I've got dolphins to swim with.
Keep it on with Jars. Hurry up, Bert. Jesus Christ. I'll get to why it is National X-ray Day today in a minute. World X-ray Day.
Right.
World X-ray Day. I'll get to that in a sec because that is my final fact. On this day, 1972, HBO. Was launched. Do you know what HBO stands for?
No.
Home Box Office. HBO.
Okay.
I didn't actually know that.
I would have
today,
had about 10 cracks of that before.
Yeah, I should have given you a few, but
you gave me one.
I've actually got to go.
I had no idea.
I've got to go. Yeah. What was your idea? I've got no idea.
None.
Yeah, well, at least have a crack. Jars would have. Wouldn't even have started with H. On this day in 2016, Donald Trump became the 45th. President of the United States of America. What a big day.
A big sweep over.
Period that was. Yeah, what about his hair, dude? He needs to give up on that, doesn't he?
And his tan?
Orange. He looks like a carrot. It's a big birthday today. It is this man's birthday in 1966. He was born.
Yeah.
The great Gordon Ramsay.
I feel like I need some plastic wrap on my ass. Off back in line.
You got anything to say to me? Say it to my face, not my back.
You gotta shut off.
F***ing bozo. Hey, what do you think this is? A talk show?
No.
Cook your f***ing dish and shut your fat mouth.
Oh dear, it's f***ing.
Sounds like Jazz is back in the studio.
We've got to get him on.
I wonder what star sign he is. I think that might be mine when I've had a few drinks. I'll tell you why it is World X-Ray Day, and this is my fact for the day.
Yeah.
Because on this day in 1895, we're going back a bit, German physicist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen discovered X-rays. It's an electromagnetic radiation, tough one to say. In a wavelength. That's the description of an X-ray.
Yep.
No idea what any of those words mean. And he used X. Have a guess why he used X as the ray.
Well, like X marks the spot that he's trying to...
It's actually not a bad guess. Gee, you want to have a crack?
Some fancy science word that starts with X.
That's around the mark. Tommy, why don't you talk into a mic that's not working again?
He's and found the button.
The mic is on.
Oh, he's found it. The you don't have to hold it in either.
Once it's on, it's on, mate.
What was the X-ray stand for? I have no idea.
The X.
Fancy science word.
Glad I got you on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so you've weather. Just repeated it, what
yeah,
G said.
Yeah. Actually, you're better when you talk into it and it's not on. He used X because it's mathematical symbol for the unknown X is.
Oh, like in algebra.
At the time, he wasn't sure what he'd discovered, but it ended up being still used today. So there you go. That's my facts. Facts are back.
Wow, you really built that up.
Well, there's words.
Jay's given you a clip.
Do you know what? Words and there's some words in there I've never ever had to say.
You actually got them out better than you normally do.
Magnetic radiation in a wavelength.
X marks
medicals.
The spot.
That's
that
actually not a bad guess.
Yeah, yours makes more sense.
Is that a treasure map?
Yeah, that's... Army arties. You need a parrot on your shoulder and a hook as an arm.
Felt like I had one Friday night.
Anyway, see ya.